Okay, we are in session at 7 p.m. Tuesday, Cinco de Mayo.
I need the purple.
Need
Yeah,
to paint this weekend of the playoffs. Well,
just
yeah. Barely.
Yeah.
I think I got one more time here. I don't look wrong.
You signed this one for pretty sure. That was the first one I gave you, I think.
Yeah, I looked at Bills. I think I got three what all got them.
So I make the motion to approve the minutes, payroll, and accounts payable.
We have a huge gallery here for open forum, so in that case, we'll move on to correspondence. Chris Pritchard called me today, finally. And him and Patty and the head of the Public Utilities Commission, the governor of the state, have been trying to find out what's going on with the cell phone tower. And they've found out, I guess he's attached a few documents. Okay. This is from Patty McCoy. I apologize for the delay. I got called into a meeting. I heard from the POC they have completed the order a few weeks ago, but for some reason it was not issued. They will get it issued. As for what is being transferred, I believe AT&T is removing a layer vendor in the management of the tower. Here are the relevant sections of the petition. On June 13, 25, the commission issued order for case number blah, blah, blah. For TerraPact Towers LLC construction. And that's when they put the tower itself up. For business reasons, AT&T has determined that it will install, operate, and maintain the antenna facility directly rather than obtaining service through wireless partners, another company. TerraPac will install, maintain, and operate the tower facility consistent with the conditions of the terms of the CPG. And I believe what all this means is wireless partners will no longer have a hand in the management of the tower as they previously outlined. So, anyways, it's in AT&T's hands, all the permits, everything has been issued, done, finished. So it will be commencing. So all the stuff that everybody's on putting on Facebook is from somewhere. I don't know either. I've seen a few things, but I haven't seen anything lately. But they still don't know when they're going to commence.
I'm guessing Chris seemed to think within a few weeks, month,
Month.
right out quick. I don't know, whatever. They're probably doing another tower or somewhere. I don't think they stand around and wait for Wallace. But anyways, we've at least got that squared away. Our Class 2 road grant is denied. Said it was not able to be funded because they don't have any money, pretty much. the problems. We don't get the high. We have not gotten the highway funds. The state has not gotten the highway funds that it's supposed to get for whatever reason. I think it has something to do with red and blue myself, but I could be wrong. All right, that's the we're going to resubmit for the third or fourth time the mutual aid agreement, Public Works mutual aid agreement, and the local emergency management plan. There isn't any changes to any of them, but apparently they got lost in the shuffle somewhere. I know I filled them out and sent them. No, this is something more I want. This is our auditors. Here, Mr. Bruce, we are engaged in the audit and physical statements for the governmental activities. Each major fund and aggregate remaining fund information of the Town of Wells for the year ended June 30th, 2026. Professional standards require that we provide you with the following information. And it goes on to a page and a half. This we have to sign it, and I would like a motion on that. The Town of Wells acknowledges that we have received this letter and will return the signed document through audit planning upload link within 1 week of receipt.
Make the motion we sign the contract with R. Smith, our auditor.
Second.
Unanimous. Little bit of humor here. At the last solid waste district meeting, we got into the other people that are involved in the deal. Guess who their auditors are?
R. Smith.
I didn't say a word. I didn't even smile. I just sat there.
They're only as good as the information that's given to them.
Yeah. Have a brain cramp. I can think what year it was.
2026.
Know. I know. I was stuck on 5-5 for some reason.
Wow. Well.
Well, I don't know how much she's put in here. Probably all the same stuff that I just talked about. Yep. We have plenty of copies of this now. This property here is a property down the road here. And it's a huge, it's be, I think it needs to be changed to a commercial enterprise in a salvage yard.
Oh, across from Cole's, that we're talking about? Randy's place?
No.
Oh, where Frank Williams lives in?
Yes. It belongs to this, well, Richard Albina. It used to belong to us, but anyways, my father sold it. This Richard Albina and his wife bought it. I believe he has passed. I can't imagine he's still alive because he was old the last time I saw him, and that's a long time ago.
He's passed away. She's still alive.
So my thought is, I think we should send them a letter.
I can't believe they even know it's like that.
I don't believe they do. Like she got. I mean, she's got to be damn near your father's age. I'm guessing. Oh yeah. I mean, he was, Jesus. Oh, 30 years ago, they were old. I mean, in my world, you know. I mean, I was in my 40s, but they. Oh, so I'm even surprised. I didn't know they still owned it.
Well, the price told me put it at 100.
So I think what I would like to do is I think we need to take some pictures, and I think we need to construct a letter to the family or to the owners, to the owner, and
Well, the people next
probably,
door can't be very happy about it.
well, that's the continuation of it.
On one side.
No, I
talking the
don't mean the
opposite.
one south of there. I mean the one
You're
this
talking this
side.
way.
They're not.
They can't be very happy.
Hey, Bobby. Or Bobby doesn't care.
No.
Dan and Bob's daughter. Williams.
Is that who lives there across the Browns?
No.
Oh no, that's
That's Brian.
Brian.
But they can't be very happy about it anyway.
Yeah. And there's been stuff burned in the middle of the night, such as tires, so forth. I've been there once. I threatened them with a ticket. If I go down there again, all hell's gonna break loose. I guarantee it'll wake you up. So I think we need to do that. It's just a disgrace. Our health officer has volunteered to do whatever she can do from the health side of it. The other guy I thought I, or the other person I thought I would get involved in is Patrick Wilkes. He's the area or the southern half of the state enforcement officer for all kinds of stuff. Like when we had an oil spill at the lake, I called him, and when we had this and that, other
Well,
thing.
like hazmat, stuff like that.
He's kind of everything. Any the permit stuff that doesn't get done, like somebody doing something at the lake without a permit, he's the guy that goes and chastises them or does whatever he has to do.
What's his name?
Patrick Lokes, Loakes, maybe. Or something very similar. But I think I mean, it's just drive
Like,
down through there, you'll immediately know where I'm.
oh, I know exactly what you're talking
Yeah.
about. Yeah. So just a letter with pictures
Yeah, I think
informing
that would
them
be
and
our first step because I'm quite certain they don't know what's going on. I mean, I think they're happy to get, I'm sure the state's paying around. They get a check every month. And,
well, it might be good for the state of Vermont.
So, we have one that's out of control in East Wells. I don't want to, I mean, it's disgusting when they come into town.
That it is.
Rutland County Solid Waste. They've hired a new manager. I believe he started. Met him.
According to the paper, yes.
Yeah. Pretty nice guy. Pretty sharp guy. We have a meeting tomorrow night. I believe for the continuation of what's going on with the other two guys. Well, better yet, what's not going on with the other two guys. I believe they're going to get out the highway. New business. This phone system. Can you fill us in a little bit, Sherry, on this? What is happening? Whenever, whatever, and whenever it's supposed to happen with the phone.
I don't know when and why. I think we're kind of waiting for the contracts to run out, and
I
then
guess it's
Norm's
June. I guess
trying
the
to.
contract runs out in May, so it must be May.
Yeah, I think Norm's trying to see about a grant, like if that will cover the cost of switching over to this phone company. It's that Bob Ferguson.
Bob.
They've got, I think, everything kind of in place. They'd sent us like a quote, how much it's going to cost, and he would come and do whatever
Well,
he
she
could,
was
so.
supposed to.
But
I had asked her for a copy of that grant, and I don't think we have it. No, I see. There's a grant floating around. It's trying to think of the type and
I
the
think
name
she
of it.
talked to Jean, I think, a little bit about that today. I think Gina was going to look into it some more too. I think she wanted to see about phone and what was the other thing?
What she told me was two more air conditioners, which
Yeah, I don't know. And she kind of said we'll take that off in there.
I don't think we need two more air conditioners.
And she said take off the heat pumps and generator, I think she said. But concentrate on the phone or something, then if we get that, it'll be huge. I'm trying to think there's something else too, I think that
It's Homeland Security is what it is. And you can get, like, we got it once before, and we got a generator for some at school. School got a generator, the firehouse got, somebody got a generator out of the deal. And then we got, oh, I can't remember. Actually, might have got this air conditioner above our head.
Well, I don't see why we need two in there, and all that's going to do is raise our electric bill for
Yeah,
no
I
reason.
don't. I mean, if you're, I've been in here on a hot day and nobody's in there. I mean, it isn't like there's a town manager sitting there 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week.
I think it was just when
Well,
the furnace acted up. She was saying, if we had another heat pump, I think that was the reason kind of behind it, but I don't think it's the end of the world by any means, but yeah. That was
she's worried. I think a better thing to do rather than putting two heat pump, put in one heat pump with two heads is what I would do.
yeah.
What I'm thinking, rather than two complete units. But I think we would be better off in talking to a couple of different furnace guys that do know what fitting to take off. These on the wall furnaces like this are 12 to 15 year deal. And then they start to have issues.
Huh.
We're in our 21st year. So we've been done real well. I talked to the guy who was here the other day. But you came down open the door, didn't you? He spent a lot of time cleaning it, and it was pretty crusted off the water. Problem is, it's aluminum. Or stainless steel, I can't remember which, but anyways, it gets water, corrosion on it, and then it doesn't circulate properly, and then it craps out. And so he's got a good, he changed another part, he changed the part, and
I mean, I had a part with it when I
yeah, well, I've been waiting for that to come in, but it's been like a month before it till he got it. I think if, I don't know how much the grant is, but maybe we ought to look into a furnace rather than an air conditioner.
some point, I suppose.
Yeah.
I mean, they're positive.
How are you doing?
Chief. That's the, those are both the same. But that's the one that we're talking about. This is the mutual aid one, Public Works. Yeah. They didn't get any of them. And I think there's some other boxes that you need to check. I'll let you make the judge of that after you write your name in. We only need one, but I decided we should do two because I've already sent it about three different times and they keep losing it. So I'll keep the spare
Well, it's
right
the
here.
state. What do you expect?
There's only 11 pages here. I mean, nothing's really changed. I mean, we have a different fire truck, but it's the same fire truck.
Just same amount of water, same pump.
We haven't added any buildings or anything else, or, which I did call the woman and try to explain all this to her, but obviously she didn't.
Catch my drift. He's doing that. My other thought, I was on Wells Brook Road the other day. I haven't been on that in a long time.
Up there in a while.
Now, I think we need to do that's one of our worst. And it doesn't have much traffic, but gets a lot of mud, gets ruts. And I mean, there are ruts that you can drive through, but I think the biggest problem is there's no ditching on the, well, if you're going west or east on the right-hand side.
On the hillside.
On the hillside, not the brook side. And I suggested to Dave that maybe he could spend some time out there ditching. Because it was, they're 3 or 4 inch deep ruts or left over. I mean, it's not muddy now, but the ruts are there
It
from.
does get pretty muddy on that book.
So I thought perhaps, and he agreed.
According to the timesheets, they were doing something up there. It was kind of vague what they were doing, but they were doing
They
something.
were on Endless Brook.
Cutting those things.
Well, it's actually where you used to come out of the snowmobile trail. You used to come up on Endless Brook, which is Erland.
Yeah.
And some guys
Bless you.
took out a, I don't know, 17-inch culvert, put in a 24-inch culvert or some such a thing, and threw all the dirt on her side of the road. I screwed the road up as well. I don't know,
Right.
you didn't have to go up there today.
That's where
Today, no, because when I went up last time, they were gone, and the machines were all gone. I didn't know if they were coming back.
it goes down in the mud.
Dave said they are coming back.
Yeah, somebody told one of the neighbors said they thought that they were going to be putting in a foundation or something. I have pictures. I'm trying to find them
Is
right
that
now.
where the old Owl Swamp Road goes down through?
I believe so. Picture I saw wasn't all that.
So here's what they put in there. That's one side. That's the end of the driveway. And the pull off is up here. But those machines aren't there anymore. The next day, they were all gone when we
Those,
got there at
if you're
10.
coming from, say, Pulteney Way.
Yep.
That's on this is the pull off on the right hand side.
Yes. Yep.
And that's your land, right? Pull off.
I was told yes.
Okay, that's where the I think that's where Owl Swamp Road came out. You went up by
And they use
Nora's
that.
brother's house and then you popped up onto the road.
Right.
Like
And then
really
that's the
tap
other
stone.
side. It's huge.
Huh?
And oh yeah, and I took a look. They made a nice little parking spot for them.
It almost looks like it ought to be that big too. Grace, it's half full of water.
Yeah, she was just kind of sitting there,
Oh.
the water, and then they've just pushed everything on that side, but right next
You
to
have
it.
a picture of the equipment.
I didn't. It's just a small baby Kubota,
The
but
guy,
the only.
I know the guy up there was digging it, dug up all the cable and phone lines up there.
Yeah, he had to, yeah, he did that too. He didn't bother to call
He
the.
didn't call him anything. Yeah, he just did it.
He didn't call anybody. He didn't call us.
But he's got a big fine to pay for now.
Yeah, he's gonna write a large check.
I didn't get a good one. I just have to zoom in to see it. It was a car, like a little Subaru station wagon, and then like Kubota.
Okay. Now I met a truck and trailer coming this way this morning that I'd never seen around here, but I'm not sure if they. I met them.
It was
Down below the crossroads, so I don't know if they were even, I don't know where they went. They could have been going anywhere. Jeez.
Basement Services, Sandlin,
What is it?
it says Basement Services, Sandlin, Sand. Not sure where they're out of, but it's
They said New York somewhere, or New York State plate.
Sunderland. That's from home.
802 phone number.
Is that in the stuff?
Yeah, it was like 1985 Endless Brook Road. David and Jean Schiappa's place.
Who?
David and Jean Schiappa, S Chiappa. That was just, what they had said. I never checked GIS to confirm that. That's like that house. That house. I don't know. I think it's really that
I don't
house.
know who the hell,
And there's
I don't even know
like.
who lives up there. Well, I know Dave, worked for the town. He's there.
Long time.
Commerce, the cop is there.
Duke, Glenn Burkhalter, Junior.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he lives there. I don't know how many houses there are, actually.
You know what? This is next to Chalmers. Is there Chalmers? Because I saw his mailbox and then this guy's.
Yeah, Chalmers was about the middle
So
of the pack. Five or six houses or whatever there is. He's about the middle one.
he's next door. So if you're looking at it, he's to the left
All
of
right.
this house. Because that's how I figured out the house number.
You save it? You crossed all the T's and dotted the I's?
Yeah, crossed off my home phone number because not even connected anymore. Never thought I'd not have a landline,
Well, you're not alone.
but I don't. Never thought it'd happen.
I got sick of paying $100 a month for 800 number, 800 calls. I don't know what they who they were, what they wanted, or anything else. And we're never home. So why don't you? Well, I wish I didn't have that. I wish I did have a home phone because I'm never home. But that thing's always with me. Right. Well, I will attempt to send this again.
And we're way ahead of the June deadline, so
Yeah, I think we're going to make it
you've got
there.
a whole month to try.
Wow. I'm not so positive it'll get there, but maybe. All right. Thank you, sir.
Great. Have a good evening.
All
Thank
right.
you. We had to wait on your grandson. Good 10 minutes.
What's that?
We had to wait for your grandson. Good 10 minutes.
Oh, for the scholarship. Yeah, right on time,
Right on time.
huh?
Your wife goes, "Oh, he's coming. I hear the diesel."
Not the one that gave the speech. Oh.
The older one.
Anyways, I think that's what I have, unless you guys have anything. Oh, Chris also checked on, he has called the contractor. Should anybody ask you about the sewer project on Channel Drive? It's a grant or a freeze. Not free, but it's a whatever they call it. There's a name for it, I can't tell you. But the woman needs a new sewer septic system and she doesn't have any money. So the state has some kind of a fund and they're going to do it. All the permits are in place. The Neil Kamen, the assistant, whatever he is, government official that's in charge of sewer systems and their septic and stuff, the state of Vermont, he has signed off on it. Turco is the contractor. And I don't know why they're using or she's using Turco, but he's out of Mount Holly. But nothing has been done yet. And Chris has called four or five times and he can't get a call back from him or anything. So, but I've had umpteen uprisings from various neighbors basically telling us we're not doing diligence and we haven't done this and we haven't done that. I've sent them back an email that corrected that.
You said Turco, not Tarco, right?
Yeah, Turco.
Okay.
And that's about all I have. Anything real or shattering going on? I don't know. I don't remember Nora saying anything other than what we did. I don't remember where I put that letter. I must put it back in here. Yeah. All right. And this is the this on the other thing.
Or do I check out the slide at the restaurant? I'll take a ride up there and check that out.
Oh, it's nice.
It's a great
Oh,
place.
geez, it's just like a lawn.
Please.
Yeah, well, it looks good.
Take a ride up and check that out.
Yeah, I meant to bring that up the other day. Do we have one of these, this Public Works Mutual Aid Agreement? We don't have one of them either. Where the hell do they go?
So that thing that
The
pops
road, no,
up.
this is a mutual aid. This is with Public Works equipment. Like if
Oh, I don't
Paul
know.
gets flooded and needs an excavator, we work with them, or kind of like we did when
Yeah.
when Dave and Doug were out.
I'm
That
not
we didn't
sure.
swap equipment, we swap bodies. I just can't remember who. We should have one of these things, some of them. We only got one that's it's been made out.
It might be one I don't know if it's into the highway stuff. I'm not sure where it might be.
Let me see. I'll see if Dave has got one. Anyways, I guess we could have a motion to fill this out and send it in, right?
After
That's that one.
so
So thank you.
make a motion to fill out the Rutland Regional Planning Commission Public Works Mutual Aid Agreement Designated Officials Form.
Third.
I'm glad you're doing this. I'd be stuttering and stammering halfway
Well,
through.
I read it.
You got all that in.
So yeah, to fill it out and sign it, right? And then proof
Yeah, I got
of
to
proof to assign in.
yeah, because
What's it called?
Should I read that again?
No, I'll take you're gonna
Rutland
give it to
Regional
me.
Planning Commission, and it's the Public
Regional
Works Mutual Aid Agreement.
Public Works
Mutual Aid
Mutual Aid Agreement.
And it's the designated officials form.
Let's see.
Basically, it's an inventory of who does what and what equipment we have. So I'm going to give you this to give to Dave. And
Anybody second?
what's that?
Why you second the motion?
Do you want to do what?
Second the motion.
Oh.
Oh, I second it.
Oh, sorry. I was still probably writing what it was.
The constituent municipality of Wells by me. All right. Well, then I will give you this. He'll be in to get his check tomorrow.
Okay.
And then one of them to send back, one of them to hang on to so they can send it
Yep.
back
Again.
again when they lose that one.
Okay.
And now that leads us to the only other thing as far as just losing, not getting agreement. You probably ought to give some serious thought to what we're going to pay or not pay or And I got a feeling that pavement might be just a little bit more expensive than it was this time last year, seeing as the prices of oil have doubled or tripled.
Probably won't be over $100 a ton.
I did notice it was at the gas station this morning, it was $4.48 for regular and just a touch under $6 for diesel.
Boy, I did the right thing to go on yesterday, I
Better be lucky good. I went today and I filled the Jeep up, plus I had 2 5-gallon. I ran out of regular gas for my mower, so I had 2 5-gallon cans for that. It was $100 stop. And that's with the Jeep, it doesn't have a huge gas tank.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't have anything else that needs immediate attention that I know of. Unless you guys do. I'm going to the Rutland Solid Waste District meeting and I will attempt to make the library meeting. 6 o'clock
Start time.
is tough.
Dave and I are going to make that meeting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. I've been to a couple of those, not recently. They used to be kind of interesting. We had, I forgot. The last one I went to was pretty neat. It was, and this guy, what's his name, the chief, well, he was Polk Chief or is Polk Chief. He's a pretty cool guy.
Yeah. Well, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I second that. 7:36.